Black Museum, a repository of death. Here in the grim stone structure on the Thames, which houses Scotland Yard, is a warehouse of homicide, where everyday objects, a picture frame, a wicker chair, a telephone directory, all are touched by murder. A straight razor. It's a familiar object, a straight razor. Perhaps your father used one like this. Mine did. Straight, keen-edged bit of steel, beautifully sharpened and stropped to remove a man's whiskers, or perhaps...
A most efficient bit of Sheffield, isn't it, Sergeant?
Yes, Inspector. For its original purpose, as well as the other. Matter of fact, I use one exactly like it every morning.
A grim thought, Sergeant. A very grim thought.
Today, that razor can be seen in the Black Museum.
From the annals of the Criminal Investigation Department of the London Police, we bring you the dramatic stories of the crimes recorded by the objects in Scotland Yard's Gallery of Death, the Black Museum.
Museum, Scotland Yard's mausoleum of murder. Yes, here lies death. Row on row of death, marked with names of killer and killed, of murderers caught and of the murdered whose murderers were never found. It's a fascinating room. And here's a steel filing cabinet. It's prosaic, and yet observe the sharp corner of this drawer. See? It's a stain, small bits of hair. A woman fell against that drawer and struck her head. She died. A woman fell, or was she pushed? A book of jokes. Yes, funny stories. Ridiculous that this should be here. Perhaps not. A dying man turned down a page on which was printed an old joke about a wife. Ah, here we are. The razor. It's one of a set of seven. They used to come in wooden cases, you remember? The seven straight keen blades marked, one for each day of the week. And this one, well, it was used by a good-looking fellow of about 40 who had a way with the ladies. And no matter where, at home, in a parlor, or even in a hansom cab.
Mabel, you are the sweetest little thing.
Oh, I don't think it's proper you should talk to me like this, Mr. Wilson. After all, you are my employer.
Mabel, darling, my name is Larry. And what if you are my barmaid in my establishment? If you'll only say yes, you shall be my wife.
Mr. Wilson! Oh, Larry. Oh, but you can't mean that. A man like you would...
But apparently he did want the likes of her. To all appearances, Larry Wilson had fallen head over heels in love with Mabel Dill. Now, listen to Larry for a moment.
Mabel, little one, you've got to marry me. I can't see you waiting on the customers, drawing ale, working with me every day. I can't and not have you for my wife.
An interesting accent, hmm? Intriguing. Certainly to a susceptible young woman, that voice and that touch of accent was attractive. And when one has been a sheltered girl in 1896, as Mabel was, well...
Father, there's a letter from Mabel.
Is there now? I should think it about time our daughter wrote to us.
Oh, my goodness.
Something wrong?
Oh, yes and no.
Ridiculous. How can a thing be wrong, yes and no?
Mabel's wanting to be married, and to her employer.
What?
Well, there it is in the letter, and a note from him, too, telling her how much he loves her.
Hmm. All very well if he means it. How do we know?
Oh, perhaps it would be best if we went to find out.
Excellent, Mother. Write to Mabel at once. Tell her she's to do nothing, absolutely nothing, until she's had the chance to talk with us.
Simple people, the Dills, and eager to protect their daughter's future. So off they went, bag and baggage, to the Statue Tavern. A pub, in fact, owned by Larry Wilson, where Mabel was tending bar.
Oh, my word, it's a party, isn't it?
Looks like a wedding party to me.
Oh, must be there's a bride somewhere. Oh, there she is. It's Mabel.
Here, now, my girl, what's the meaning of this?
Oh, Dad. Oh, I'm so happy your mother got here today.
Oh, Mabel, darling. Oh, didn't you get my letter?
Oh, there was no letter. Oh, come along and meet my Larry. You'll be as happy with him as I will.
Not much the Dills could do about it, was there? Mr. and Mrs. Larry Wilson, proprietors of the Statue Public House, the pub. And happy over it, too, both of them. Of course, things do happen sometimes in the most well-ordered of homes.
There we are, Mrs. Wilson. I'm sure you'll be all right.
Oh, Doctor, I'm so sick. I can't keep anything in my stomach. Oh, Doctor.
She is so ill, Dr. Grant. What is it, do you think?
Probably something she ate. This tonic will fix her up.
The Welsh rabbit, that's what it was. Tasted a bit funny to me. I didn't finish it, remember, Mabel?
Oh, I like rabbit so. Sets me right, I suppose, for being so greedy.
Well, you've learned your lesson, little lady. From now on, more care. Fill the prescription, Wilson, and I'll look in on it again this evening.
Right, Doctor.
Mind now, less indulgence. Strict diet.
An upset stomach, that was all. Nothing serious. Except Mabel just didn't seem to get better. Mother Dill came to visit and decided to stay.
I'm staying on, Larry. You've got your pub to tend to. I'll tend to Mabel.
Mother Dill, there's nothing to be alarmed about.
I'm staying, and I'm asking Dr. Marshall to look at Mabel.
Who's he?
My family doctor. Known Mabel for 10 years.
Are you suggesting, Mother, that I'm not providing properly for my wife or giving her the best of care?
I'm not suggesting anything, Larry, except that you have to worry about so many things, and I have nothing to do but take care of my daughter.
I cannot allow it. A man's first duty is to his wife. More, I'm properly qualified. I can take care of her far better than...
Larry, I will not be put off. As for your qualifications, well, really, a barber is no doctor, even though some people permit barbers to bleed them.
Are you trying to insult me and drive me away from my wife?
The truth can be insulting, I suppose. However, from what Mr. Dill and I know, your care of your first two wives didn't work out so well. What with both of them dead and buried these 3 years.
There was no arguing with Mrs. Dill. Her child was suffering and she intended to have her way, and she did. Dr. Marshall came in consultation with Dr. Grant.
It puzzles me. It does, really.
You can see my position, Marshall. I've done everything the symptoms seem to call for. Nothing helps.
Well, we'll see. Meanwhile, if we can get her to take some nourishment, the poor child's just wasting away. I've known her 10 years.
Of course, this was 1896, remember. There are no methods yet, such as a series of gastrointestinal tests or a basic metabolism test or any other...